good day, everybody. I'm Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. It's time for your afternoon wrap-up. We'll have a look at all of your agricultural markets coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
National Livestock. They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
Oklahoma Ag Credit supports rural Oklahoma with reliable and consistent credit today and tomorrow. They provide loans for rural land, livestock, equipment, and operating costs to farmers, ranchers, and rural businesses across 60 Oklahoma counties. Oklahoma Ag Credit's Country Home Loan Program provides financing for purchasing or refinancing homes in rural communities. And we're proud to say that Oklahoma Ag Credit is a proud sponsor of our Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch News email.
Well, strong buyer support moved into the cattle complex today following the development of higher cash cattle trade throughout the South. Even though dress trade still undeveloped at this time, the expectations of higher cash market activity have clearly been set. This could help to bring additional support back into the cattle markets through the end of the week. Hog futures, though, remain mixed to mostly higher. Most significant support, though, seen in late 2017 contracts. And in live cattle, moderate to strong gains seen throughout the entire live cattle futures market. And the driver of this renewed support is the development of higher cash cattle trade throughout the week. Front month February live cattle futures, though, currently leading the market higher with gains of 80 cents per hundredweight. This pushed February contracts above $121 per hundredweight. Cash cattle trade, though, started to develop today with trade seen in both the north and south on live basis priced at $122 per hundredweight. This is generally $3 per hundredweight higher from last week's levels. Meanwhile, initial pressure seen in feeder cattle markets early today has been the offset for moderate to strong gains. January futures led the complex higher with support of $1 per hundredweight, developing by midday. This helped to bring about additional longer-term support into the complex, but gains in cash trade continued to lead the cattle market. And grain futures were narrowly mixed today after fairly quiet overnight trading that belies the importance of recent price movements. Moves to new highs now could steamroll the market to additional gains, while profit-taking might trigger a pullback into February. Corn prices tried to confirm a move above the resistance line drawn off October and December highs. Soybeans were narrowly mixed today, with the new crop gaining a little on the old. Futures tried to confirm a shift to a bullish season pattern that could attract more buying for another leg higher. Meanwhile, wheat prices ended mixed, with Minneapolis regaining some of its huge premium to winter wheat contracts after profit-taking early in the week. And that's a look at all your markets for today. For the Radio Oklahoma Network, I'm Carson Horn.